What can you learn from an injured turtle? The question might seem absurd, but it turns out these humble creatures have a lot to teach, and one of their most perceptive students has been the naturalist and science writer Cy Montgomery. Cy is a best-selling author and a National Book Award finalist, and when she joined up with the Turtle Rescue League, the lessons learned went surprisingly deep, as documented in her New York Times bestseller of Time and Turtles, Mending the World, Shell by Shattered Shell. Here's Cy to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, I'm Cy Montgomery. I've traveled all over the world from deserts to cloud forests to research and write articles, scripts, and 35 books about animals. I'm delighted to share with you five insights from my newest book of Time and Turtles, Mending the World, Shell by Shattered Shell. Insight number one. Even common animals we might take for granted are astonishing wonders, worthy of our awe. We all think we know turtles. Everyone has seen them basking on a log. Most of us have seen one or helped one as it slowly crossed a road in the spring. If you were born before 1975, when the sale of baby red-eared turtles was banned, you probably had a turtle as a pet. But much of what we know about turtles is wrong, and much of what we are learning is astonishing. Turtles aren't just these slow, somewhat hapless creatures who fall over on their backs and can't get up. There are turtles so fast, they can outrun a 10-year-old on the 100-yard dash. There are turtles who hunt. There are turtles who sleep in trees and have grasping tails to help them climb. There are turtles with googly eyes, turtles who breathe through their butts, turtles who pee through their mouths, and turtles whose shells glow in the dark. Recent research shows that turtles talk. A test of 50 different species found all of them used vocal communication. And some baby turtles even start communicating with their nest mates and mothers before they have even hatched out of their eggs. Scientists have found that at least 15 species of turtles bask in moonlight as well as sunlight, that some species of turtles learn mazes as fast as lab rats, and turtles have distinctive personalities, long memories, and deep emotions. Insight number two, what looks like a hopeless disaster may instead be turned into a real-life miracle. At Turtle Rescue League, where I volunteered with my artist friend Matt Patterson for 3 years, we got turtles who looked like what motorcyclists call road crayons. Turtles with broken jaws, turtles with smashed shells, turtles with missing feet and paralyzed legs and tails, turtles with brain concussions so severe they literally didn't know which end was up. And we saw the amazing women we worked with there restore what looked like hopeless cases to health. We actually attended the release of turtles who had been so badly injured that most vets would have euthanized them. But sometimes years later, thanks to these women's care, these turtles were released healthy and whole back to the wild, where they might continue to live and breed another half century. I personally did CPR on a coin-sized baby painted turtle who had drowned, and after 45 minutes, saw him come back to life. I released him that summer into the wild, where I expect he is doing just fine. Matt and I worked with a 42-pound snapping turtle, probably 60 years old, named Fire Chief. While crossing a street, he'd been hit by a truck, his shells smashed and bloodied, his legs and tail paralyzed in 2018. 2 years after his shell injury had healed, Matt and I were put in charge of his physical therapy. At one point, we walked him around with a sling. At another, we used a custom-made turtle wheelchair to help him get around and exercise. Well, this magnificent old turtle is now, again, ruler of his own pond. And while even many turtle lovers are afraid of snapping turtles, And while Fire Chief is certainly physically capable of biting, we've seen him absolutely murder a banana. As it turns out, he's one of the sweetest and gentlest animals we've ever met. We can pick him up and carry him around. We can feed him by hand. He inhibits his bite so he won't hurt us. We can even stroke his massive head, which he clearly enjoys. The motto at Turtle Rescue League is never give up on a turtle. Turtles teach us to never give up and to be prepared for miracles. Insight number 3. Anyone can make a difference that can last for generations, and heroes come in all different forms. Here's just a sampling of the people we met researching this book. A blind turtle rehabilitator. Her partner had to tell her which end of the snapping turtle was the head, which is the part you have to watch out for. A juvenile delinquent who stole cars to crash into shops, led police on chases through the woods, set fire to 2 schools on 3 separate occasions, and once greased up a pig and let him loose in a Walmart. He grew up to become one of the few people on the planet to successfully breed some of the least studied and most endangered turtle species in the world, some of whom are extinct in the wild, so they can be restored to their rightful place in nature. A retired school teacher and a librarian who, for the past 17 years, have been almost single-handedly responsible for the successful hatching of thousands of native freshwater turtles. These turtles nest in a suburban development in back of a baseball field between an asphalt parking lot and a bunch of porta-potties. 3 of the species are federally endangered. And while, of course, saving any animal is a blessing, turtles can live for decades. Common snapping turtles, for instance, may live for 175 years, and they may breed and lay eggs till the day they die. So every turtle you save is saving generations. Insight number 4. Time, too, has many different guises. This book is also an exploration of the philosophical mystery of time. What is time? Is it even real? Do we flow through time, or does it flow through us? To tackle such a mystery, I needed more than human wisdom. Who better to lead me on this journey than these wise, ancient, long-lived animals who arose on this earth at the time of the dinosaurs? And this wasn't planned, but it so happened that we lived the stories in this book during the pandemic, a period when so many people felt they were languishing, as if time itself had stalled. Back then, it seemed the clock and the calendar had been destroyed. Without the schedules of school and office, without birthday gatherings and holiday celebrations and graduations and even funerals, most people felt completely unmoored. But the turtles tethered us to a different kind of time, the kind the Greeks called kairos, or sacred time, seasonal time, time that doesn't shoot forward like an arrow, time that doesn't run out, time that, instead, meets us where we are and connects us with eternity. Insight number 5. Taking a hand at mending our broken world is the best way to restore our own souls. At the time the stories in our book were lived, not only were we beset with a pandemic, racial unrest was rampant, political divisions were tearing our country apart, and our pollution and human overpopulation had so disrupted the climate that our world was literally on fire. These problems remain. How do we cope? How do we face the world and its uncertainty with courage and grace? How do we avoid despair? The most powerful action we can undertake, I think, is to make repairs. The Japanese art of kintsugi, golden repair, honors the broken edges of a repaired object by sealing them back together with beautiful and precious gold, silver, and platinum. We can all make repairs in so many ways. Whether we're repairing broken pottery or broken political systems, whether we're fixing broken families or broken turtle shells, we do more than make these shattered things whole. We create new beauty. We summon new strength. And in making repairs, we make ourselves, too, once again whole. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy meeting the human and turtle heroes in this book.
Thank you, Cy. That was Cy Montgomery with 5 big ideas from Of Time and Turtles, Mending the World, Shell by Shattered Shell. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.